November 20, a foretaste of heaven. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Revelation 21:5. In this morning's meeting, a conference held in Battle Creek, Michigan, we were listening to the testimonies born here, and as the last hymn was sung, When shall we meet again? Meet, ne'er to sever. I almost forgot myself. My mind reached over to the other shore to the time when there will be a grand meeting in the city of God around the great white throne, and the redeemed will be singing there of triumph and of victory and of praise to God and to the Lamb. Well, now it brought such a solemn, sweet feeling upon me, it softened my heart, and I could not prevent the tears from flowing. Oh, what happiness we shall enjoy gathered round about the throne, clothed in the white robes of the righteousness of Christ. No more sorrow, no more separation, but to dwell in peace, to dwell in happiness, to dwell in glory throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. What a happy, happy company we may be. Now let us consider the same privileges here. When we consider the infinite sacrifice of our Savior that we might become children of God and members of the royal family, when we consider this exaltation, when we consider that all these privileges will be ours and may be ours every day, that we may have the privileges which belong to the sons and daughters of God, how can any one of us have any word of complaint? How can anyone utter one word of murmuring? How can it dwell in our hearts? We ought to be the most grateful people on the face of the earth. Our happiness is dependent on our faith in God, our confidence in Him. And then when we think of what a hope we have, of what a faith we have, that it reaches right into the other world, when we know that it will continue under the ceaseless ages of eternity, I want to know how you feel in regard to these pleas that have been presented to you tonight. Is there anything I can put into this work that shall go? But there are many who are willing to give of their means, but they withhold themselves. Why is it we do not find more who give themselves to this work? Manuscript 5, November 20, 1883, Sermon by Mrs. White at the closing morning meeting of the General Conference Session, Battle Creek, Michigan.